Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Happy December. What is it? The 21st. We are right here on the right on the edge of Christmas. We're getting into the Christmas season, and I'm expecting a big Christmas. I hope you guys are too. Not about presents, but about arrests. Wouldn't that be the best Christmas ever? Welcome. If you guys are new, don't forget to hit the like button. We're going to get started right away. I want to tell you some very important things today about I really hate to even talk about it, but I'm going to have to. And we're gonna get to the bottom of what's going on with Erica Kirk and her mother and her father and her the TPUSA organization. Let's just see what happens. Once we get through this, and you guys can tell me in the chat what your thoughts are on this. Definitely go and check out my website, melissaredpill.com. Tons of resources over there for you. And you can also make sure you to find the real Melly. It's right here, the real social media, and you can follow, because our job in this battle is to share truth like our hair's on fire. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. We're going to keep doing it until we win, whether it's this Christmas or whenever it is. So the first thing I want to tell you guys today is this very, very strange story from the Bible that I think is about what's going on right now. I was thinking about this. This is not a story you probably have ever heard in church, or you might not have even read it. It's tucked into Luke chapter 16. And okay, so this is the deal. We are by and large sheep. By and large, it's our nature to be sheep. We're not wolves. We're sheep. And we generally have the tendency to trust people and think that the best of people. We want to think the best of people. We want to. But sometimes we have to not be so naive. Now, this is a very strange story. Yes, I'm glad to see you guys. If you have ever read this story, I'm just going to read it briefly to you from Luke chapter 16. Jesus told this story to his disciples. There was a certain rich man who had a manager who handled his affairs. And one day a report came that the manager was wasting his employer's money. So the employer called him in and said, "What is this I hear about you? Get your report in order because you are going to be fired." You're fired. Okay. So what is this guy going to do? It sounds like he's a cheat. He's been caught cheating, and that is his nature. So he's not someone who is, righteous in his heart and, trying to do the right thing. And so the gig is up. His boss knows it. He's out on his can. So, but understanding that he's wise in the ways of the world. He's not naive. He knows how things work. He knows if he scratches somebody's back, then they're going to scratch his, and that's how it works, right? We, on the other hand, okay, let's just be honest, most of us are we're trying to do the right thing. We're foolishly expecting other people to do the same. I have a dear friend who got scammed. Such a sweet person, would never hurt anybody. And so they just couldn't imagine that this person was scamming them, right? And that's what really I think this story is kind of about, is, you know, there are good guys and there are bad guys. And so anyway, this bad guy, he was by this biblical account, he was a bad guy. And so the manager said, now what? My boss has fired me. I don't know how to have the strength to dig ditches. I'm not going to go dig a ditch. What am I going to do? I'm too proud to beg. So he said, I have a lot of friends. I can make a lot of friends. I know what I'll do. So when I get fired, then they'll work with me. They'll you know, get me a job, get me something, so I won't have to beg. So he says, have you ever heard this story before? He says, so he invited each person who owed his employer money to come to him and discuss the situation. And he asked the first one, how much do you owe, my boss? The man replied, I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil. So the man said, okay, look, change your bill, change it to 400 gallons. Okay, this is not a story about how to learn how to do the right thing. Okay, this is a different story that you may have never heard of before. He says, how much do you owe my employer, to the second guy? He asked, I owe him 1,000 bushels of wheat. He said, here, just write down 800. Just change it, scribble it out and change it to 800. So then the rich man found out what he had done. And listen to this, he admired this dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. And it is true, this is the key of the point of the story. It is true that the children of this world are more shrewd in dealing with the world around them than are the children of light. Here's a lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then when your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. That's kind of an interesting take on it in verse 9. The point of the verse, this story is that we need to be more shrewd. I'm not saying that we're trying to hurt anybody. We're not trying to trick anybody. We're not trying to take advantage of anybody by any stretch. But we need to be more shrewd. We need to be wiser. And we need to realize that not everybody's a good guy. We've kind of been naive and we've been taken advantage of. And this is, I think, the point of the story. Jesus knew. He tried to explain to the people right in front of the Pharisees. He told them, he says, these people are whitewashed sepulchers. And he would tell all how evil they were right in front of the people. And they're like, what? You know, they couldn't imagine, because they're just nice, good, hardworking people. And they just could not imagine that these religious leaders with this beautiful robe and all this were trying to take advantage of them. We're the same way. You know, I didn't really watch it, but I watched some snippets of the event at Amfest yesterday, and I hear all the clapping, and I'm wondering how many of the clapping was really instigated by someone who was like, trying to push their, I just don't think it was organic. I think a lot of it was pushed by people who were trying to get out a message and making it look like, oh, not only with the group that was there, but also for everyone who would listen to it online, they would think, oh, well, this must be the consensus of these people. So bottom line, whether it's Democrat, Republican, Muslim, Jew, Christian, whatever it is, you know, the righteous, the people who are doing right, they have the tendency to trust people who are not trustworthy. And if 17 has told us anything, it's that, and Jesus is trying to tell us that, I believe, in this passage. And the people of this world know how it works. And we have been, I'm throwing myself into that bucket too, that we have the tendency to be taken advantage of because we're just too naive and too trusting. We just cannot put ourselves in that place where we can think like they think. And so he's saying that they're more shrewd. They're more shrewd because they know how it works. All right. Why am I telling you that? Okay, because this whole thing about, we're going to talk about Erica Kirk, we're going to talk about her mother, we're going to connect some dots, and we're going to have to, you know, accept that she's not who she purports herself to be. And I thought, well, maybe she's a fake Erica, and, you know, maybe she is, maybe she's not. But the history that I'm going to show you today makes me realize that, you know, this has been going on long before, her family connections and all this has been going on for a long, long time. And I wanted you guys to see what's going on, because I've been following Candace Owens. I listened to all of her research. And, of course, they're all here, she's crazy. Don't listen to her. Even these pastors are telling their parishioners, their congregants, that to not listen to conspiracy theories. We're at that point in the game where they're trying to tell their people not to listen to conspiracy theories. All right, so this is one of the things that she came out with yesterday, and she was saying that this is crazy. Okay, so this is one of those days where I'm like, okay, I've got so much to tell you guys, and I don't even know how to start, because it's just so, it's like, how many, you know, where do I start this puzzle pieces? How do I put them all together for you? Okay. Maybe turn a little more air on. I get so warm. Get too much hotness going on. All right. So here's the deal. There is a man. We're going to call him Mitch. I believe that's his name. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to play a little clip for you of what he's been telling everybody over on Candace's show. And this man is one of the white hats. He's a good guy. He's going into the military because he thinks, hey, you know, I want to be part of this. I want to save our country. I want to do the right thing. And so then, here he is in this position. And long ago, he found the tunnels that they were using to bring drugs into our country. Remember seeing this on 60 Minutes years ago, guys. I mean, like 35 years ago, so long ago. I remember seeing this come out years and years and years ago. And then you didn't hear another peep about it. So he had gone to his bosses, all the people in the higher-ups, and nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to hear about it. And they ended up putting him under an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, for 35 years. 35 years. It just expired this past summer, I think July. So now he's like, okay, this is expired. I want to go find out. I'm not under this NDA anymore. I'm going to go find out what's been going on. Well, he goes down to Fort Huachuca. Have you heard of anybody talking about Fort Huachuca? Well, he goes down to Fort Huachuca. The wildest thing is, in God's great wisdom and plan, eternal plan, he stumbled upon something outrageous. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit, before I tell you more about that, I want to tell you about what's going on in Fort Huachuca. This is, it appears, from what, you know, everyone is, all the research that I have found, is that this is basically a CIA training ground. And so what do you learn if you're going to be CIA? You're going to learn, I'm going to take this off just a little bit, what do you do if you're going to be a CIA operative? You need to learn how to be a trickster, a cheater, a liar. You need to practice and kind of, they need to find out who's really good at this, who's a really good deceiver, who likes to do these kinds of things. Really, that's really the whole point of being an actor in Hollywood, is that people go and they lie for a living, pretending to be something that they're not, and it's on video, and then they make a lot of money. So, you know, it's similar to that someone's, or how good of an actor are you? And so they go and they have missions where they go and they practice on different things. And one of the biggest things that they do is they go and they go to Christian organizations and infiltrate those organizations, and the people, they really see that the Christians are so naive and trusting that they're easy to trick. They're easy to fool. And so this is one of the things that's been kind of difficult for me in my life. You know, I would, I'm trying, y'all know me for how long? Forever, 7, 8 years, whatever. I'm truly trying to do good job and honor the Lord in my life and bless the world. I'm trying to bless the world with my, you know, my scripture songs. I mean, I recorded 900 scripture songs. I'm trying to help the world. I really am. And I know you guys are the same way. We're trying to help the world, right? And so, you know, here we are. We're doing this, and all of a sudden you'll be going along and you're like, something's fishy. Why am I getting treated like I don't belong? Why am I getting treated like I'm, I'm like an enemy in God's house? You know, and me as, you know, like in our story that I was just reading to you from Luke, I'm thinking, oh, I want to, you know, I expect God's house to be a place where a house of prayer and a house where everyone is on the same page and that we're working together and we're you know, love and all that. And all of a sudden you're like, something's very fishy. Something's fishy going on. And why am I getting treated, you know, so badly in God's house? And then you go from one church to the next. You're like, I'm seeing a pattern. All right. So what they do is they are infiltrating the church. Infiltrators have gotten into the church, as our Lord Jesus told us, that they would creep in unawares, especially into the church, because they don't want the church to be effective. And so that's what they have done. And this is the story that she is telling. And I even posted this. I'm like, it's, you know, this has happened to me several times. And you remember in the Truman Show, you know, okay, someone tries to join trying to join the organization, join what I'm doing. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm living in the Truman Show. Remember how Truman at one point would like, this is weird. Are you getting filmed here? Remember that? And that's happened to me multiple times. I could tell you stories. I'm not going to go into all of it, but it's just, I don't know if this has happened to you guys, but anyway, has this ever happened to anybody here? Thank you. Thank you, Coast Rider. And you too, all of us, you know, the Lord knows that we each, you know, who's naughty and who's nice, who's really trying to help the world and who's being a trickster. Anyway, so I'm going along and all of a sudden I realize I'm living in the Truman Show and I'm like, I just don't, and why is this person telling me this story? Are I've had literally people come up and they're doing like a confessional to me and it's almost like they're trying to get me to confess to something. I'm like, you know, and I pray with them and I'm like, realize, I think they were trying to get something out of me. Maybe they're thinking, oh, well, if I say I did such and such, maybe she'll say she did such and such, and then we'll have the goods on her, right? That kind of thing. I'm like, what is going on? Well, in this story, this group, this gym was right next to this Fort Huachuca in Arizona. I'll show you where this Fort Huachuca is. And I found some very interesting things about that. But anyway, all right, so there was a gym, a Christian gym, and there were people who came in and they're realizing now it was under one of these missions from this Fort Huachuca CIA training ground, and that they would go in and they would infiltrate and do a hostile takeover to take over his business. And he's realizing that. So that's the kind of thing that they are doing at this Fort Huachuca. Okay, let me see if I can play a little clip of this.
Terry member lingering after class. She was visibly distressed, so I kept the gym open longer than usual to give her space to talk. We ended up conversing for about 45 minutes, and what she shared with me has stuck with me ever since. She said she, quote, could not take it anymore. When I asked for details, she explained that her stress was coming from a class that she was taking on Fort Huachuca, taught by none other than Bruce Bevins. My ears perked up when I heard his name, as I immediately remembered the incident with his wife. This young woman described Bruce as...
That Bevins guy is the guy who had tried to do a hostile takeover of their gym.
As, quote, the most evil man that she had ever met. She then revealed something that I wasn't expecting at all. The class's objective was to teach military personnel to infiltrate Christian groups and organizations through covert psychological operations. The training focused specifically on deceiving Christians. At the time, I didn't fully connect the dots. Our gym was and still is an openly Christian faith-based organization. But looking back now, I have to wonder if the infiltration and the destruction of our gym was actually a training exercise or field assignment.
There you go. I think they're onto that. And this is happening all over. And they infiltrate, you know, they've tried to infiltrate the Freedom Force Battalion. And so just a little housekeeping thing. On our Telegram, you know, we've had our group chat, which has been wonderful. And I had it just open to whomever wanted to join our chat. And it just... We had a one of our wonderful Cassandra does helps us, and she was making sure that it wouldn't have bots. Well, the bots figured out how to get around it, and it became unusable, and it just became maddening. And so I said, I just need to, she was saying, oh, we could do this, you could do that, and it was going to be like a big bunch of money. I'm like, okay, let's just turn it off for right now. Well, so I. But I know that you guys want to, y'all love to chat. I know you love to chat right here on Rumble. I know you love to chat over on, YouTube. I know you love to chat on our social media. So I said, okay, let me see if I can turn it back on. I turn it back on and no bots. Okay, great. So they've learned how to get to do a lot of this with AI because they know there's so many of us. They're trying to figure out a way to stop us. So this is just another way that they do it. Anyway, so I ended up turning it back on, and I realized, well, I don't see that many comments. I'm not seeing bots, but I'm not seeing that many comments. And so it turned out I had like 1,000 people waiting and saying, oh, I want to join back on. And so I realized that now we have to allow people on, approve each one. Like, oh my gosh. So our wonderful Sunshine, I don't know if you're on here today. Good morning, Sunshine. She is going to help us to make sure to approve people. And hopefully just pray that we'll be able to keep the bots at bay. But these people are pretty good at it. And then, that they to try to shut down people who are trying to do a good job and trying to do, to expose the evildoers. So anyway, this is what Fort Huachuca is all about. Okay, so I'm going to show you this one, and I wanted to, let me see if I can refresh that one. Okay, here's Fort Huachuca. When you go in, that's what it looks like. And so here it is in Arizona, in southern Arizona. So it's tucked in next to Sierra Vista. Let me show you, really, really close to the border. You see the heart right there? There's the heart, and there's the Sierra Vista. And then way up here in Utah, that's where Provo is and the University of Utah right there, right up in this area. Provo, that's the airport. Okay, so that shows you what's going on there. So there's the Sierra Vista. I'm going to show you what it looks like at this Fort Huachuca. There's the Candlewood Suites. He actually, this guy, Mitch, I'm going to show you in a second. He stayed at the Candlewood Suites, and also someone else with blonde hair and a ponytail and flashy eyes was at the Candlewood Suites also. So we'll get to that. All right. So yeah, here it is. It's this whole area. This whole thing is Fort Huachuca right here, and all these houses. And it just something stinks really, really bad. Anytime there's anything about the CIA, it just turns out to be pure evil. Okay. So that's where that is. That Fort Huachuca is right there. All right. And then I'm going to show you. Look at this. Did you guys see I posted this yesterday? So they're having different pictures of what's on Fort Huachuca. This is a Sphinx with with boobies. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that right there tells you there's these people they're a bunch of perverts. Yeah, it's just that tells you right there everything you need to know about Fort Huachuca. These people are nuts. So, and they think they're just like Peter Strzok. They think they're better than everybody else, and they're smarter than everybody else, and they're, all that. So anyway, I just wanted you to see that's what Fort Huachuca is, where it is, and all that. Here's another thing that they have at Fort Huachuca. And in 2009, the military base, now this is actually at Fort Hood, installed Frazetta's death dealer statue, which they named the Phantom Warrior. So anyway, whether that's a good guy or a bad guy, I don't know, but I just thought that was a little interesting in video. All right, so... Okay, so let's go into some of the history about this Fort Huachuca, and that's where we enter in about Lori Franzi, Erica Kirk's mother, and her father. Okay, so it looks like there are several connections to that. I'm going to see if I can show you one other thing. Oh, just by the way, Fort Huachuca means Thunder Mountain. There you go. All right, so listen to Stu Peters. not a big fan of Stu Peters, but I do think on this he's got some good information to share. Check this out.
He's 99% sure that he saw Erica Kirk at Fort Huachuco with the likes of Brian Harpole and Congressman Mark Amity and a bunch of military officers.
Okay, let me go. He's going fast. Let me slow it down to make sure you understand who these people are. So, Mark, that's Mark Amity right there, one of the congressmen from Arizona. And so, Candace Owens has confirmed, based upon the call signs, that there was a high-level person, and they're thinking it was this guy. And also, Mitch, who I will show you in a second, did say that he saw this person. He's got a very, you know, very interesting hairline. It's very, you know, not someone who's got so many copycats. And then also the other guy, he was Charlie's security, the chief of security.
100% sure that he saw Erica Kirk at Fort Huachuco with the likes of Brian Harpole and Congressman Mark
Okay, that's Brian Harpole. It goes so fast.
Erica Kirk at Fort Huachuco with the likes of Brian Harpole.
Okay, there's Brian Harpole. He is the chief of security for TPUSA. What the heck would Erica Kirk and Brian Harpole and this congressman and a lot of other high-level military people be doing at the CIA training ground, Fort Huachuco? What is that about? And we're going to connect some more dots here in a second.
And Congressman Mark Amity and a bunch of military officers. And again, Mitch says that he's 99% certain that this is what he saw. And he's taking a great personal risk in going public and sharing all of this information in the first place. And while we're on the topic of Fort Huachuco, I think that it's important that we discuss some additional information out there that's yet to be discussed. And that is that Fort Huachuco, which is located not far from the border with Mexico, is the home to the only unmanned aircraft training center in the country. Now, what was all over the place in and around Orem, Utah, and Utah Valley University on the day that Charlie Kirk was killed? Unmanned aircraft, drones. And manned aircraft capable of releasing and retrieving drones, like the Bombardier Global 65,000 military jet, tail number N1098 Lima. You know, the jet that was pulling off 9/11 level maneuvers as Charlie Kirk was killed. But anyway, back to Fort Huachuco. In addition to being the country's only military drone training center, Fort Huachuco, according to Grok, is also the military's only home in the entire country that tests EMP blasts, electromagnetic pulse blasts that are capable of taking out telecommunications. These EMP blasts can be carried out by drones, like the ones tracking around UVU at the time Charlie Kirk was killed, where people on the ground say that their cell phone service was disrupted.
Okay, y'all catching all this? I know he's going fast, and I don't know if anybody else has been researching any of this, but Lori Franzi, Erica Kirk's mother, works with a company on EMPs and drones. And so where would she do this testing? The only testing site in our country is at Fort Huachuco. And there were drones at this terrible incident that happened with Charlie. Again, I'm still on this page of hoping that he is at somewhere under witness protection. Okay, but either way, this was their plot. This was their plan. This was their scheme. And I hope that the White Hats stopped it, and they protected Charlie, and that he's okay. Either way, it does not take away their culpability if this was their evil plot. And it seems like a lot of dots are being connected. And so this is the thing. For us to be willing to just call a spade and see the connections and recognize that there's no reason for this person to be at this location. You know, we have the call signs and all these from these flight records and all that. So there's no reason for that to happen. We have to be willing to accept it. And not only this event, but how many other events? This is exposing how they do it, how they do hostile takeovers, how they do have this honeypot and that they use this honeypot to control this person, you know, either a man controlling a woman or a woman controlling a man, whatever it is, and so that they then can swoop in if that person goes rogue, like Charlie Kirk did, and take over. And so this is not just about TPUSA. It's about so many other organizations being taken over. Also, check this out.
Was their service disrupted because of an EMP carried out by a drone coming from Fort Huachuca? I mean, I don't know. It very well could have been. And given all that Mitch has shared with the world and everything that we've learned here from this desk and what we're about to learn here in just a moment, it looks that may be exactly what happened. Because this Fort Huachuca angle goes even deeper, especially when we're talking about Erica Kirk, and not just Erica Kirk, but her mother, Lori Fransby, who now has become central in all of this. Lori Fransby is the founder of E3 Tech, which is a defense contractor that peddles EMP-proof technology that rakes in millions of dollars worth of government contracts and is, of course, closely linked to Israel under the guise of allied defense, contracting, and cooperation. Now, again, E3 Tech at least claims to be making EMP-proof technology for the military. Fort Huachuca being the only place in the country where the United States military is testing EMPs. So naturally, the only place to test EMP-proof technology would be at Fort Huachuca. So if E3 Tech is selling anti-EMP technology to the United States government, that technology has to be going through Fort Huachuca, which would mean that E3 Tech's lifeblood is Fort Huachuca.
All right, are y'all with him? Is that making sense? Erica Kirk's mother, Lori Fransby, has a company called E3 Tech. And so this company, let me see if I can find the clip for that, the little link for that. Here we go. Come on, little computer. They have a military contract with doing EMPs, EMP threats, and cyber attacks. Okay, that's what Lori Fransby is, the principal chief executive officer at E3 Tech Group, a company specializing in solutions for natural disaster, EMP threats, and cyber attacks. She's held this role since March of 2003, overseeing operations and driving strategic initiatives. They offer products such as EMP hardened vehicles, light towers, control technology to safeguard control critical infrastructure. So right here at Fort Huachuca is where these could be tested. All right. So I want you to see that. Another thing, if you're like, okay, just give me some more proof, Melissa. All right. So let's go with this. I want you to see this. This is where years ago, let's see, what year was this? 5 years old. This Erica Kirk stated that her mother, Lori Fransby, worked with Homeland Security and the DOD as Department of Defense, now Department of War, as a private business owner of E3 Tech. All right, so here she's telling this story, and I'll tell you a little bit about her dad, too.
How did your mom choose Phoenix?
So she chose to move to Phoenix from Ohio because there was more of an opportunity for a female business owner out here, especially from the standpoint of she was getting involved with the government, so Homeland Security and Department of Defense. And so she had other business partners that were out here that were already in that industry, even one that was a mentor of hers. So it was really convenient to be able to come all together in one place to really have that. But my father ended up moving out here as well because my grandparents had a home out in Sun City. And so it took a little bit to get everyone out here. It took several years, but by that time, everyone was out here. So we had a little bit more family than just us.
Okay, so her father is the program director for E3 Tech, same company, but he works with Raytheon's Israel division with defense contracts for the Iron Dome. All right, so I've even heard some information that they have Jewish, you know, some of the family members are Jewish. Either way, it's not about, as I always talk about, it's not about bloodline. It's about, you know, their actions. And that's what unfortunately is appearing the case. All right. She also had said, This is so much. This is so much. That's why I was like, I don't even know how where to even start to tell you all this. She's also been talking about that she was never dating, right? But then we're seeing her with this Cabot person. I've shared some of that information too. All right, so here's another one I want you to see that where it's talking about this that they claiming to see these people at Fort Huachuca, and then it's called the training base. It's a CIA training base. So let me refresh this one. Come on, little computer. All right. So here is that. That's the Fort Huachuca, and this is where they do the drone testing. And this is several military bases conduct testing, development, and evaluation of unmanned aerial vehicles, including flight tests and autonomy, counter drone systems, and integration with manned aircraft. So they're actually bigger than what you might think of. You might be thinking of a drone like this size, but this is huge. And so they could use that for, you know, to shoot someone. And it could be for a lot of evil purposes. Okay. So this is not looking good. So this is her with her mother obviously having this, that she would do this testing of these drones and, at Fort Huachuca. All right. Now someone mentioned that their dad got a pension from the Army in around 1970. Because he was being MK Ultra'd. This is another very important dot to connect. It says they gave him acid to desensitize him for war. Because they know that we are not going to go and kill someone. We're just not going to do it. Regular American people are just not going to, we're just not built that way. I wonder if sometimes some of these games that they have, the video games, just trying to get them, gin them up to be more where they would go and kill someone. But yeah, this is what they would do at this military base. This happened at Fort Huachuca, that they would do the MK Ultra. But as Candace was saying, that one girl said she couldn't take it anymore. That was just not her nature. And, you know, whatever they were doing to her, she was just, at least what she said to this guy was that she couldn't take it anymore. And she did tell what she was doing. Now, what they want, if you're going to join the CIA, they're going to want to make sure that you are someone who doesn't have any compunction about lying, cheating, stealing. They want the people who are shrewd, right? All right, so, and we just have to be smart. We have to be wiser than that and to recognize. And that's really the toughest red pill, is to realize that there are people who will look you straight in the face and lie to you and, you know, mislead you. All right, so I want you to see that. I don't know if I have anything about, I did just show the video the other day about about Erica Kirk and Cabot. Can't remember his name, first name right now, but anyway, doing the they were dating, and it appears very strongly that she's lied about that. Why would you lie? It's like no big deal. Okay, you were dating someone before you found your husband. Okay, fine, that's no big deal. But if when they start to delete this all off the internet, that makes you wonder why. And then when Cabot is the one of the lead editors for the Daily Wire, and he now, you know, they're dating, you know, very seriously dating, and next thing you know, they scrub the internet, and he exits stage left. She ends up marrying Charlie, and now Cabot is now coming. He's basically coming in and taking over TPUSA as the new Charlie. So the whole thing makes me very sick. That's just too odd, too strange. All right. So yeah, it's the whole thing makes my stomach hurt. All right. So this right here is Mitch. He's on Candace's show. I want you to hear what he has to say, a portion of it, because this is the man. Again, he's a good guy. He's trying to stop the drugs. He's thinking that that's what he's in the military to do, to stop the drugs from coming across the border. And then he ends up, they just about try to ruin his life. you know, they remove him from the military. They put him under this NDA. He's basically having to run from the cartels, you know, and he's going down there to this Fort Huachuca. I was just showing you, and I'm going to show you again, this Candlewood Suites. Let me go back to that. Where was that? Right there. There's the Candlewood Suites. He's going to talk about this, that he went there just to spend the night. There doesn't look like there are that many hotels there. Looks like there's just basically this military area, and then there's this one hotel, which is right, where did it go? It was just like one little hotel somewhere right in here. Candlewood Suites. He disappeared. But anyway. Anyway, so wherever it is, it's right over in here somewhere. So he went to this one place, there it is. There it is. There's the one Candlewood Suites, one place to stay. And who does he see? Zoom in on that so you can see what that looks like. Who's he see? But he's going to say that, and he's got a very good memory, it appears, that, you know, and like I said, Candace has checked this all out with all the metadata and all the timestamps and all of her timeline, and this all adds up. She would not share this if it was not absolutely proven. Oh yeah, there's that one about. I'll show you that in just a second. All right, let's go ahead and do. Let's do Mitch.
He was on horseback. Got to learn a little bit about picking up signs in the desert, stuff like that, while we were placing these sensors down. It took a few days. I think we put in like 80 sensors or so along the border, and we were getting some, they thought it was some glitch signals coming back. Being that I had just gone through the course, I had the most updated information, and what we realized is they weren't glitch signals that these people were being sent out for. It was subterranean. And once.
Okay, that was way back in the day. That's 35 years ago that he was one of the key ones who found these subterranean tunnels that were used to traffic all these drugs. And he's going to tell, I'm going to make sure you have the link to this, he is telling that they were definitely, he told his higher ups, but they did not want to hear about it, and they shut him down at every turn. There you go. All right. So I want you to hear basically that, and then the main thing I want you to hear is when he gets to the Candlewood Suites.
They suspected there was some, compromise of officials down there. We went to work, and it didn't take us long to pinpoint this. So when they recovered that data and they recovered the photos, obviously they had some of the top names of who was helping out on the U.S. side to help build the tunnel and also keep it functioning for at least 6 months, judging by the data on the photo.
So I just wanted to ask you, your attachment to, because I'm trying to figure out why you're going to then go back to Fort Huachuca, is that where you were initially trained?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
So you were initially trained at Fort Huachuca. What then ends up happening is they put you, you're not allowed to talk. You just get gagged for, is it 25 years the gag order lasted, while they destroyed every layer of your life, fed your name to the cartels, you've been on the run, you've had to change your name. Your family is now in debt. You've been fighting lawsuits, trying to get the government to, I guess, defend you against the cartel gangs. And clearly they're angry because you stepped on their toes, it looks like. I think that's a fair depiction of what happened here, which we are learning more and more how corrupt. And I think the CIA was created to traffic, to be clear. That's my opinion there. But they effectively destroyed your life and gagged you in the process. Is that a fair assessment of what happened next?
Yeah, it is. I could probably go into some detail that while we were down there.
It was 35 years, though. All right, so I want you to hear what he had to say about when he went down to get some answers after his NDA, non-disclosure agreement, expired. He says, I'm going to go down to Fort Huachuca and get to the bottom of this. What did they do? Why did they do this to me and wreck my life? And then he happens along And he sees, this is 2 days before Charlie was shot, and he sees Erica Kirk. He sees Brian Harpole, the security chief. He sees this congressman. He did not recognize this person. He didn't know this person. Or, you know, but afterward, he sees a picture, said, yep, that was the guy. And then he goes into, I mean, he's going to tell the story, but he goes into this building where they're having this meeting. And there are all these, you know, what you and I might not recognize, but all these people with all these stripes. And that normally they would not have all these people in one area. Something was going on. Something was a buzz and some kind of a plan. And then, like I said, 2 days later, this whole terrible incident. Okay, but they kick him out. They start to question him, I think 7 hours after all he's been through for 35 years. And then they question him for 7 hours about, what are you doing down here? Why do you, you know, they thought he was a spy, that he knew what they were doing. He had no idea. From what he's saying, he would literally was just there, you know, trying to get answers for what had happened to him for the past 35 years. Check, I think this is a clip.
Happen to know him. And veterans, especially SF guys, when you notice somebody like that, I almost had the impression, so much so, that I was going to go up and ask him what group he was with and say hi and thank him for his service. I didn't really get that chance. So as I'm checking in and then I go to my room and then come back out, he was joined and joined by a female that you can definitely tell when, how do you put it, when people are well off and they're dressing down. She was definitely dressing down, and it was very well kept. The one thing I noticed about the woman that really stuck out to me was her eyes. And I have an ex that has caused me a lot of problems. So when I see someone with striking blue eyes like that, they stick out. And I was on the phone with my wife here, and I even told her about it. I said, oh, geez, somebody has those kind of eyes. It creeped me out a little bit, you know, and it had nothing to do with that person. Just, you know, life is what it is. But as I was checking in, I was going to go back and actually talk to that person, the guy, and between me at the front desk and then going back to my room one time and then coming back out, I was going to go to dinner. They had gotten into, there was a vehicle parked out front, a big green truck. It looked like a real shiny GSA type. They were getting into that vehicle and driving off.
Okay, so what he means, he explains this a little later, but GSA is where it's like a government supplies, you know, so they provide vehicles like you would get at Enterprise, but, you know, the higher up people get the really nice vehicles and they're all shiny and all that. So she's riding, it appears, you know, he's going to say in a minute that this was 99% sure that this was Erica Kirk and Brian Harpole. And so, yeah, he did not end up getting to talk to them at that point. So then later on, I mean, fast forward, he gets up, goes to this place where he's happens upon this meeting that they are having, and everyone acts extremely suspicious.
People reserve set of vehicles, and they're extra shiny. The purpose why I was there. And I was very polite about it. I was trying to be discreet as possible. And, I had no idea what I was walking into. Obviously, you know, when congressmen are around, there's something special going on. They escorted me out across the parking lot to, the park benches there. And one of the captains there, his name was Captain Neff. Nice guy. I started telling him my story, what I'm telling you, and what I was there for. Yes, that's the guy. Real decent gentleman. And as we sat there, the other captain went in, was going to get the sergeant major. And I don't know exactly what happened, but before long, there was a bunch of cruisers pulling up. There were police officers from different levels of the government. I couldn't tell you all the different types of law enforcement that were there surrounding me and sort of putting up a wall between me and the front door. I did catch that there was yet another, I don't know if it was the same GSA vehicle returning or a different one, but that did pull up to the building. I couldn't see who got in it. And it ended up sort of a big deal. They kept interrogating me, trying to gaslight me, ask me about what I was there for, like I was some sort of a spy. And then they mentioned a bomb threat. They wanted to check my vehicle. Mentioned that because I was in special forces, obviously I must be some sort of a bomb threat. And for me, I just figured this had to be some sort of the false flagging that that I've encountered from before. Some sort of residual effect from that.
You're just thinking, you know, this has got something to do. This has been 35 years running. The government's corrupt. It's all about me finding this cartel tunnel. And this is just going to be the story of my life, never getting any justice. That's what's going through your mind.
And at this point, yeah, people in the government start pointing guns at me. My house's been swatted and stuff like that. I just roll my eyes.
I just can't believe this guy, all that he's been through. I mean, I do believe him. I'm just saying that he's, you know, but the Lord put him there. At this very moment, and they acted clearly just over the top, you know, for them to investigate him. I just posted the link, so you guys, I have a little clip on my social media, but yeah, I've got the whole clip that I just shared in the chat, and I'm sure Songbird will put it in the comments, so you guys can watch this whole thing, because this guy is, it would just happen to be there when they were planning this terrible event, and you know, and now, thankfully, because Candace was like one of those meddling kids, millions of people are watching these videos. She's got 5.7 million followers. 2.1 have watched this. This was just streamed 2 days ago. All these videos are getting millions of views. So it's showing that this is, you know, we're the meddling kids. We're not going to go quietly and not get answers and buy into whatever we're being told by the powers that be. And so I really appreciate this man coming up with truth. And really, we are the news now. It cannot come, in my opinion, from the top, the power structure. It has to come from the people. Power to the people. This is what the whole point is that we are not going to be led around by the nose by the CIA or any other government organization. All right, so I'm trying to get to that point where he says 99% it is that congressman, 99% it's Brian Harpole, 99% it is Erica Kirk. Let me see if I can find that clip.
What I started seeing come across and got more familiar once I saw a picture of somebody in a ponytail with those eyes. That was that person. They were there. And the head of security there, he was one of the people walking out with the congressman. Now.
Okay, so that's what he's saying is that Erica Kirk, Brian Harpole, and this Congressman Abadi were there at this event. And he's got a very, you know, good facial recognition skill set. So anyway, you can watch more of that, but I wanted you to see this is what is going on. We have to be willing to accept this. We have to face this horrible truth. And unfortunately, this is how they do it. They do hostile takeovers. They have honeypots. And if someone doesn't say what they want, then it's curtains. And it appears that this has been going on for a long, long time. They could tell by Charlie that, you know, he was someone who would eventually, you know, start coming out against Israel. They need to be ready for it. You know, they already got rid of Candace. They got her fired from TV USA. They got her fired from the Daily Wire. And just so you know, that one who got her fired was Ben Shapiro. So I want to talk a little bit about Ben Shapiro in just a second. But first, yeah, here is this whole thing about this boyfriend. She's supposedly telling everybody she hasn't had any boyfriend. And so it's like none of us care if you have a boyfriend, but why is she being so adamant that she did not have a boyfriend? Well, maybe because she does. Okay, Cabot Phillips, that's his name. Daily Wire, Turning Point. Now he's the senator. He's going to be a speaker at this Turning Point USA event. And the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. Okay. I'll play you this clip of just the different images of them together on social media that they tried to purge. Yeah, the whole thing, it just really stinks. Okay, now, so the next thing I want you to see is, let's see what else I wanted to show you guys. I think I had already shown you this. There's anything else? Okay. Yeah, and actually this is more of this necklace that she was wearing in that event. She just, let's just be honest. She's very comfortable having her clothes off. I'm just saying this just it, her what she's purporting herself to be does not match her history that people have come up with. Now at this event, at the Turning Point event, Ben Shapiro was there speaking, and so what. I'm not going to go into this video, but Candace has no love at all for Ben Shapiro. And she leads us to believe that neither really did Charlie. And so I'm very happy to report that both at this very event, you have Tucker and you have Bannon. And both of them called out Ben Shapiro because he was up there blasting Candace Owens. He was blasting who else? He was blasting Tucker, and he was blasting even Megyn Kelly. And the crazy thing is he's acting like he's a big fan of Erica Kirk. And if I were Erica, I would say, you know what? I really don't think I need your endorsement, because everybody knows that, you know, Ben Shapiro is a Zionist, a big, gigantic Zionist. And so I think it'd be better for them not to use him, but they're that foolish. They believe their own press. They don't realize that we're awake now. But actually, to be honest, when you're hearing some of the cheers in the crowd, it makes you wonder, are these Christians who are at this AmFest, are they buying into this? Are they being shrewd and listening, or are they just believing like sheep? And that's why I've told you this story from Luke chapter 16 at the very beginning of this video, is because to make it in this world and to be delivered from these evil doers, we have to be smarter than this. Okay, so here's what Bannon said. He said he did not play. Neither did I don't have the clip of Tucker, but he did not play at all with Tucker Carlson, with Ben Shapiro, which was absolutely great. So check out what Bannon has to say about Ben Shapiro. His stock went down like a, like a rock.
And as a populist, the American people are the people that make those decisions. Now, Benji Shapiro sat up here last night, and he was all, it's all about the truth. Ben, I've known you a long time, brother. You can't handle the truth. Let's face it. Ben Shapiro is the farthest thing from MAGA. Let's be blunt. He is a hardcore never Trumper. He's a hardcore never Trumper. In the spring of 16, he tried to upend Breitbart. He walked off the job, made a big deal about some incident in Mar-a-Lago with Corey Lewandowski. He tried to turn it to Ted Cruz from Donald Trump because he hated Donald Trump. In the general election, he barely supported Donald Trump. The first sign of when President Trump gets sent back to Mar-a-Lago, the very first individual that jumped on the Ron DeSantis train, the Israel First train, was Ben Shapiro. And those are the darkest days we had. In 21 and 22, you guys were there. He's consistently been against Trump, and now that President Trump doesn't back the Greater Israel Project. What is Greater Israel? It's not about Israel itself. It's about an expansionist Israel, an imperial Israel, that Netanyahu and that crowd have thought up. And the Israel First crowd is Ben Shapiro, Tel Aviv.
There you go. Thank you, Captain Bannon, or whatever, General Bannon. Really great that he is exposing Ben Shapiro. And so why is he being, Ben Shapiro being promoted? And so Candace's thought is that he's paying to be able to speak. And he has people in the audience who you know, clap and gin up the crowd. So it's all completely manufactured. But Bannon and Tucker were on the roster. And what did they use their time to speak about? They used their time because he was blasting Candace for asking questions, and just like Charlie would. And so there you go. I really appreciate Bannon and Tucker exposing Ben Shapiro as this Zionist. So again, we go back to this is saving Israel for last. It's exposing this, how they use their money to infiltrate these organizations. If someone doesn't toe the line, they end up doing a hostile takeover. They have these honeypots. They are connected to all these, the CIA operation. I never heard of Fort Huachuca in my life. Now we realize how this is a CIA training ground and how they use these EMPs and these drones. And they're connected. They're connected. There's no two ways about it. But yeah, so then here, I'm not going to play this one, but this guy came up and asked a question. And he was talking about the USS Liberty. And what does Ben Shapiro do immediately? This is his response. This is what they do all the time. Write this down. Keep it in your memory banks that this is how they do it. He has these talking points, the Zionist talking points. Number one, he says, oh, that's an old issue. And then number two, what's your motive for asking that question? As if there's something wrong with me that I'm indicted because I'm asking questions. They indict that person. They say this person must be evil, have evil motives. They're a Jew hater, all this, if they are just asking the question. And it also says that has no bearing on the U.S. Israel current relationship. Okay, so these are the way he responds. He's ready, like a machine gun, to respond if someone asks questions. He says, this is an old issue. Why would you even bring this up? So I wanted you to see that. I'll pop that that over in case you wanted to see how he's doing that. But yeah, Ben Shapiro, in my opinion, is done. Stick a fork in him. That's the one with Ben Shapiro that I'm just posting right there. All right, so I think that's everything. Let's not forget. Here's the address to please everybody. Send a Christmas card to Tina Peters. Hashtag 203-512. Her address there at the prison is 1401 West 17th Street, Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. Send her all our love. Say we're praying for her. We know the Lord is going to use her in a mighty, mighty way to bring down this terrible cabal. And she's been so brave. Now, she was in solitary, I think, for 15 days. That's the most days that they could have her in there. As soon as she came out, they were all the other inmates were cheering for her because they know that she's not only fighting, they may not understand about the election fraud, what she's fighting there, but they know that she's exposing how the conditions are in the prison. So they are all applauding her. So I think that this whole concept of that she was being mistreated by the other prisoners is, I bet that's bogus. For them to clap for her, that tells you this, the whole thing is bogus. They just made that up so they could put her in solitary confinement. These people are so evil. Here's the video I just did yesterday, Dark to Light. Go and check that one out. If you haven't seen that one yet, definitely go and check that out because I show more details about what they are doing with the I go into more about 1776. I go into more about the gold card and some clues that President Trump has. So here's one called Clues. I'll just pop that into the chat, and Songbird will put that in the comments. Thank you, Songbird. All right, I think that's everything. Is there anything else you guys wanted to chat about before we go? You can put it in the chat. I'll be on there for just a little while. And here is our wonderful Golden Age. If you haven't put out a review of that, please go do that today. I only have 28 reviews on that one. This one, the End Times Revelation Decode, I have over 3,600 reviews. So if you have a minute, please go and post a review on these books right here, and hopefully soon I'll be able to do to get the audiobook. But the audiobooks are over on, if you haven't heard the audiobooks, that makes it super easy. You can listen to it as you're going on your commute. It might take a couple of two or three times to listen to some of these things for them to really lock in. And so they're over on melissaredpill.com. And so definitely share that with people. So I'm going to super, super quick read a portion of this book to you, because I just love seeding our thoughts on the beautiful future that is coming. So here is, let's do this one. Let's do the last chapter, which is talking about the Golden Age of Christ the King. Okay, so this is on page 223, and I'm going to read a little snippet for you about what our beautiful future is, you guys. We're going to see this beautiful, beautiful day. It says, let me see if I can find this one. Listen to this. One of the questions I hear most often is, will Jesus dwell with us in bodily form during the millennial kingdom of Christ, or only spiritually? Here are the scriptures that let us know without a doubt that Jesus will be with us physically in the golden age, in the millennial kingdom. He will bear the glory and he will sit and rule on his throne. He will be a priest on his throne. The council of peace will be between both roles. He'll be both king and priest. That is Zechariah chapter 6, verse 13. Zechariah 14 says, verse 9, Yahweh will be king over all the earth. In that day, Yahweh will be one and his name one. This everyone from every religion will bow the knee to him. Everyone will recognize that he is the king of the world, and that he will install his princes all over the world to rule with him in a righteous way. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And it won't be that, oh, well, you were wrong and we were right. It'll just be that we all were deceived about one thing or 10, and that we will all join together with him as our leader, because everyone, every religion has been waiting on a Messiah, and Jesus is that promised Messiah. That's what Christmas is really all about. Hosea 11, verse 9 says, "For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you." Obadiah 1:21, "And the Lord himself will be king." Micah 4:7, "Yahweh will reign over them on Mount Zion from then on, even forever." I love that. I love that. So this is the promises all throughout God's word about the wonderful golden age, the millennial kingdom. And so it's about the unity, the peace, the health, the wealth, it's going to be wonderful entertainment, wonderful education. It's going to be everything set right. I know that's so hard to even imagine. It's going to be absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Joy that no one can take away. Amen. Amen. I'm ready for that. And so hopefully very soon we're going to see all this settled. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for Christmas. I've been ready for Christmas for a very, very long time. Okay, I think that's everything. Don't forget, you can go over to the health page and you can learn more about natural remedies so that you can help to get your health in where you are safe from any of their onslaughts, right? That's what we need. We need to take care of our health so that they cannot harm us, right? And don't trust. We were talking at the very beginning. Don't trust them. Don't trust them. Trust the people that have been, all these people that are on my channel have been banned and banned and banned because they are trying to truly help everyone to be well. So I'm really thankful for everyone who I have found. It's good. It's just a beautiful thing to see people getting well, literally people getting out of wheelchairs and walking. We're living in the day. This is what the golden age is going to be about. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are helping us to understand these things. Thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us into all truth. Help us to just know who to trust, who not to trust. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Help us to be shrewd and wise and understand the ways of the world, because there are a lot of people over out here who are not working for the good of the people. And so I thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to do that. Help us more, because it's not natural for us to think that way. Just guide us by your spirit, so that if something's off, that we have just a check in our spirit. Guide everyone on our battalion, and just thank you for bringing us together so that we are in this battle. This battalion is there here together to fight, and to win. Thank you for our wonderful president. Thank you for all the white hats. We pray you'll protect them, especially if there's a big military operation coming up, that you will protect them, and that they will bring 1776 down on around the ears of all the evildoers, and that they will be exposed. Help us to expose them. You said in your word to not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to expose them. I thank you for everyone who's working on the side of the light, and pray that you will bless each one so that we can get this truth out. Nothing will stop the truth from coming out, and nothing will prevent these evildoers from being brought to an account for their evil. I thank you for Mitch. I pray you protect him. I pray you protect Candace. Everyone who's fighting so hard, we just ask your blessing on each one of them. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, and cannot wait for the world to bow the knee to you and recognize that you are the King of the world. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I hope you had a great time. And I guess it's time to go. As always, it goes so fast, doesn't it? So I'm going to play my little song, and then off we're going to go. And I will see you on Tuesday. I have something very special for you guys. Excuse me. On Tuesday, I will see you then.
The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.